I've got some very lovely ladies behind the scenes tonight. They are on the media team. They are broadcasting with us. I want to shock all of them because this is a fresh instruction. So I'm going to ask all the three ladies behind to show their faces. Let's practice what we want to preach tonight. Okay, fresh instructions. So fresh instruction to Lady Zara. So as I call you, you show your face. Okay, we add you on the so Lady Zara and say hello to the people once you come up. Yeah, you're on the screen, Lady Zara.
Good evening, everybody.
Okay, good evening, Lady Zara. Let's go to Lady Shindy Wonder.
Evening, everybody.
Okay, and that's Lady Shindy. I call her Shindy. That's Shindara. And of course, we've got the marvelous AFOMA. Pronounce it the way you want. All right, come on the screen.
Hello, good evening. Good evening, Pastor.
Okay, and good evening, everybody. And then we saw one lady called the brand boss earlier greeting every one of us. So, hello. Can you put that comment there again? Good evening, family. That's the Sarah Harry, the brand boss. She bosses every one of us all over the place. We pray for you tonight, the brand boss. It is well with you from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Enjoy your break. Enjoy your rest. Enjoy the Sabbath of the Lord because it's a fresh instruction to you. You need that rest. So I'm giving the Sarah Ari that instruction. You need rest. It's called Sabbath. Amen. All right, ladies. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for backing me. I got your back. You got my back. All right, let's go. See you later. Father, we thank you tonight. We are ready for fresh instructions. We are ready for your word. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Everyone here, none of us came of ourselves. No one comes to the Father except you draw them. We believe you have drawn every one of us, whether accidentally, coincidentally, whichever way, wherever we are, you know where we are, you know our condition, you know the state of our hearts. As we come boldly by the blood of Jesus, I pray, cleanse my heart, cleanse everybody's heart, purge our conscience from every dead work. Purify our hearts. Forgive us of all our sins. Any iniquity, every iniquity, forgive us. Wipe our conscience. Purge our conscience. Make us clean, pure. Make our hearts ready. Unblock every channel that is blocked. Channels into our hearts, our eyes, our ears, our nose, the touch, our hearing. Lord, may we hear you. May we understand, not just hear, but understand what you're saying to us. Lord, may everything stale in our lives become fresh. Lord, fresh, fresh, fresh. We ask for freshness right now because times of refreshing comes from your presence. Thank you for bringing us into your presence by the blood of Jesus. And we thank you as you release fresh instructions tonight. We receive. And I pray for the grace to hear, understand with pure hearts, and the grace to do the instructions you are releasing afresh tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. So thank you, those already commenting on Facebook, those commenting on YouTube. And I can see quite a number of people ready for fresh instructions on Slido. Okay, so tonight, in the name of Jesus, let me give us some foundational scriptures. What are we studying again tonight? The title again is Why We Struggle with Fresh Instructions. So this is going to be a part one. And if the Lord tarries, we will continue with the part two, participatory again. And of course, with your contributions, same time next week, Thursday. And if you're watching this after the program, after the fellowship, anytime, just wait for the part two. Okay. In Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 5 to 6, you see, this is one scripture that I am telling you the first time I encountered it many years ago. I read the scripture and he says, that we should trust in the Lord with all, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not, in other words, do not rely on your own understanding. And then verse 6 says, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Verse 5, trust, okay, with all. Please note that, not with some, trust with all your heart. And then instruction, don't lean on your own understanding, don't rely on your own understanding. And then verse 6, he says, in all your ways, not some of the ways, in other words, every way, every of your way, my way, we should acknowledge the Lord. To acknowledge someone means that they are there and we're not ignoring them. They are there, we acknowledge they are present, because God is omnipresent. God is always present. But sadly, when we are not conscious of God's presence, we miss out on what God is saying or what God might be drawing our attention to. So in all our ways, we should always acknowledge, we should be conscious that God is present, because the consciousness of God's presence is what helps us to hear clearly God's direction. Please note that. To hear clearly God's direction, because I am conscious God is with me, like I'm conscious right now the Spirit of God is upon me, is around me, and is within me. So I am listening out, as even as I'm teaching, to hear the promptings of the Holy Spirit in my heart. The Bible says there's a spirit in man, the inspiration of the Almighty is what gives understanding. So with the consciousness of God in any way, every way, wherever I am, is what helps me to be able to listen out for God's directions. And you know, one of the greatest inventions of man, or let me put it, not invention, it's more of discoveries. All these things man invents are discoveries of what God has already created. So I'm talking about the satellite navigation system, or the GPS, that people call it in their country, depending on you're from Europe or you're from, you know, other parts of whatever the world, the sat-nav, Google Map, and all the things that helps to give us direction. You know, when you're going somewhere, you put in your destination, and then per second, you are receiving instruction and direction. Turn left, turn right, 3 meters, go around, 4 meters, round the roundabout, take the third exit. You are receiving fresh instructions all the way. Do you know why? Because you are always acknowledging in all the way you're going that the sat nav is there. You are looking out, you are listening, especially if you've got the lady on your own sat nav that's always talking to you. You know, at times that lady talks too much. She's never tired of talking, you know. The lady on the GPS, you know, God bless that lady. You know, always talking. And you know what? When you don't acknowledge, when you don't listen out for that voice anymore, if you get distracted like I do at times, you miss the next instruction and you miss your turning or the next direction, you know. So, but if I'm conscious, always acknowledging as I'm going, the sat nav, the lady who's always talking, I receive direction. That's the same way. But then if you back off to verse 5, he says, I should not lean on my own understanding. What does that mean? I should not rely on my own understanding. It's the lady, I told the lady on the sat nav, I'm just using that as an analogy, to give me direction. So why should I now say, you know what, I'm not listening to the lady, let me go by my own understanding of where I'm going. And then if I do that, it's a sign that I don't trust. I don't trust the lady on the sat nav directing me. It's the same way. How do we now relate that to God? If we trust God with everything, with our lives, and do not rely on what we think, our understanding, or how we think things should go, and always acknowledges with us, because he never leaves nor forsakes us. Guess what? We receive direction. Is someone lost tonight? Are you feeling like, wow, life has done you bad? Are you feeling lost in life? Please look at the scripture. Examine your heart. Do you truly trust? Have you started relying on, yeah, I think this is the way it should go. This is the way I think, I assume, I presume. And in all sincerity, you are completely relying on your own understanding. You have forgotten that God said, I will never leave nor forsake you. And you are no longer receiving direction. If that is you, this story tonight is for you. Okay. There's something also Peter was writing to the church. In 2 Peter chapter 1, okay, I want to lay this as a foundation, and then we'll go through 7 things, actually, that 7 reasons why we struggle with fresh instructions. But let's lay this foundation. All right, let's go to 2 Peter or 2 Peter, depending on your your theological leaning. Okay, I used to say 1 Peter, 2 Peter. Until I went to Bible college, and in Bible college, they said, no, you say 1 Peter, you say 2 Peter. You know what? What's important is let's hear what Peter said, whether it's 1 Peter, 2 Peter, 3 Peter, or 1 Peter, 2 Peter. Okay, so 2 Peter, okay, chapter 1. The story, or rather the context, is very long. So let me read the context and I will explain. Simon Peter, a bond servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained like precious faith with us by the righteousness of our God and Savior of Jesus Christ. Grace, look at this, and peace be multiplied to you. Right? If you read the King James Version, this is the New King James Version, it says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ our Lord. Do you know what that means? If you want a multiplication of grace, divine enablement, if you want a multiplication of peace, you get it through the knowledge. The more you know God, the more you know Jesus, the more the Lordship of Jesus is over your life, my life, the more grace, the more I will operate in grace, the more grace I will have, the more peace I will have. It comes through my knowledge. The more I know God and I'm not leaning on my own understanding, the more I trust God, the more I know God, the more I trust him. Because trust comes through relationship, knowledge. I can only trust you because I know you. You can't just appear to me and tell me I should trust you. What's your pedigree? What's my experience? What's your track record with me? You see, if you want to know God's track record, get the Bible. Read his promises. Read what God has done. Read Jesus, about Jesus, how he went about doing good. How he healed the sick, raised the dead, cleansed the leper, right? Opened blind eyes and went about doing good. You can see that track record. And the more you know Jesus is the more you know God, because Jesus is the expressed image of God. The word of God that was made flesh dwelt amongst human beings, and human beings at the time saw his glory, captured the glory recorded in the scriptures. And through the scriptures, we have knowledge, more knowledge, and we have peace. We're established in peace, in truth, in grace. So grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord. Verse 3. Now look at it. As his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Look at it again. Through the knowledge of him who has called us by glory and virtue. Let's go to verse 4, whereby, by which we have been given, look at this, exceedingly great and precious promises. Listen, the more the promises of God I know, through these promises that I know, look at it, that through this, I may be partakers of the divine nature. The more of the promises of God I know, the more of the knowledge of God and Jesus I have, the more grace, the more peace, and the more partaker, I am of his divine nature. I partake of his divine nature because I know his divinity. I know more about his divinity, his powers, his love, his goodness, his mercies. And it says, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Okay, let's go on quickly. We're going to verse 11 and 12. Beside this, now this is the progression. Okay, we're talking about fresh instructions, right? What makes something fresh? Do you know what makes water fresh? If you go to a flowing stream of water, flowing, right? It's flowing. Let's say there are no impurities in the water will always remain fresh. But if you go to a pool of water where the water is not flowing, it's not fresh. What makes it fresh? Because the water if you stay in one spot, right? It's not the same water that passes through that spot. Fresh water, a new addition, a new stream of water is flowing. That's what keeps the water fresh. That's really what fresh is. Fresh is new. Fresh is different. Fresh is, you know, like one of the children said, that fresh means when they hear fresh, it reminds them of water. But you know, water is not always fresh. It's fresh because it's different. It's new. It's flowing. It's not stagnant. A pool of water that remains stagnant can be fresh when it first poured into the vessel or the container or the reservoir. But after some time, it starts breeding algae, fungi, bacteria, because it is no longer fresh. So look at this. He said, for this reason, you give all diligence. So you've got faith, okay? Do you know how you keep your faith fresh? The next thing, add virtue, right? Character. Don't just say, I'm a man of faith, right? You remember that woman in Proverbs 31, virtuous woman? Why is she a virtuous woman? Look at all the things she does, and she does them continuously. She doesn't do a one-off. She's a virtuous woman. She rises up early. She covers a household, makes clothes, makes tapestry. She's a merchant. She's into business. She's an entrepreneur. Her husband, come on, rises up daily and says, wow, what a wonder you are. You know, her children also praise her. You know, even because of her husband, is known among the elders in the city, in the gates. You know, this is very interesting. So add to your faith virtue, character. Let's see action. Faith without works is dead. Don't just say, I have faith. Show me your faith through your actions. Your faith must be moving. If your faith is not moving, it is not active, it is dead. So add to your faith. It's a progression, virtue. But then don't just end up with virtue. Add to your virtue, knowledge. Can you see freshness here? Okay, after knowledge, what do you do? Self-control. Okay, add to your knowledge, self-control. When we play football with our young men and even the multi-sports camp we're holding, running currently, you know, in our local assembly here in Liverpool, we're telling the children, self-control. Some of the, you know, younger and older children, self-control. You don't always have to flare up, control yourself, even when you're wrong, even when you're angry, control yourself. So add to that knowledge, self-control. Look at the progression to self-control, persevere, right? Okay, you can control yourself for how long can you control yourself? If you control yourself for 5 minutes today, tomorrow, come on, extend it by 7 minutes. Day after, 10 minutes. You know, you can pray for 20 minutes, pray for 25. Persevere. Endure. The Bible says he that endures to the end is the one who will be saved. And it says to perseverance, come on, godliness. Make sure that your perseverance is God-like, is like God, the same way God would. The Bible says that God is long-suffering. God is slow to anger. Are you slow to anger? You are very fast and quick-witted, angry. Boom. You say, that's my nature. No, that is the carnal human nature, not the godlike nature. Perseverance, add to it godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness. Can you see the progression? Come on, look out for your neighbor. That's what brotherly kindness is all about. Always think about the other party. And then to brotherly kindness, charity. Charity is love, okay? The King James says charity. The New King James says love. You know, one version says add to your brotherly affection love. Don't just have this brotherly, sisterly. Do it like God would do it. Now, verse 8. Look at the conclusion of the matter. For if these things are yours and they abound, which means they continue, you will neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge. Look at the word again. In the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So don't just say, I know Jesus. I know he did this. I know. Keep on knowing him. Faith comes by hearing. So the first thing we saw that is faith. So keep hearing the word of God. And what you hear, do it. That is add to your faith virtue. Do it. Let's see it. Let it reflect in your character and your lifestyle. Okay? He says you will keep increasing and they will keep you, right? One version says you will keep increasing and they will keep you from being ineffective or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 9. Now look at the other side. Anyone who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Verse 10. Wherefore, rather, brethren, therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. Look at it. For if you do these things, what things? Faith, virtue, and all, and on, and on, and on. If you continue to do these things, you will never stumble. Keep it fresh. In other words, keep going, keep moving. Faith must continue to move. Jesus never stopped. Did you notice that? If he ever stopped, he was to pray. He was always moving. The Bible said he went about doing good. He preached in villages. He preached in towns. And he will always say, look, the next city must hear this gospel I'm preaching. And when he first trained his disciples, said, go into the world. Keep going into the world. Keep propagating the gospel into the world. That's why if you've not liked and shared this video, you can't move from where you are, but you can like, and technology right now gives us the power to go everywhere into the world. And thank you for those who have liked, who have shared, because your fruits of the seed you're sowing, you will reap to the glory of God. So, right? If you do this, since you never stumble, verse 11, look at it now. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly to the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And verse 12, look at verse 12. Therefore, for this reason, I will not be negligent to remind you always of these things. Though you know it, but you need to constantly be reminded. And we will see as we continue tonight why we struggle with fresh instructions. One of the reasons is right there in this scripture. Though you know, and I established, but there's something called the present truth. The present truth. Truth is always evolving. Truth is always growing. Truth always prevails. Because truth is not a fallacy. No, truth is not an abstract. Truth is a person. So you grow. You and I grow in truth. We must grow in it. You can't say, yeah, I know the truth. Are you growing in the truth? Are you growing in your knowledge of the Lord Jesus, who is the truth? Jesus said, I'm the way. John chapter 14, verse 6. The way, the truth, and the life. For no one comes unto the Father except through me. All right? Having laid that foundation, people, why do we struggle with fresh instructions? Because we are not fresh. We are not moving. So number one, people, is presumption. If the media team can be highlighting these things, why we struggle with fresh instructions, I will share 7 things with us. But number one is presumption. Presumption. And what do we mean by presumption? You see, pre means before. Okay? It means that you've done this thing, you have experience, you have the data, You have the evidence. You have something that has happened pre, before. And based on that, you are assuming, okay, that whatever is going to happen now has happened before, so I know what to do. So when a fresh instruction comes, you are not listening out for the freshness of the instruction. You are relying on your previous data, experience, and all that. So you won't receive fresh instruction if you are presumptuous. You see, sorry, media team, I did not give you the scripture, but I want us to see something, and I will give you that scriptures right now. And media team, I trust you wonderful ladies behind the scene. I trust those ladies. You watch what I'm saying now. You will see how they will come up with the scripture now. Okay? The psalmist prayed in the book of Psalms. Okay? Let me just try and bring it up quickly now. He was talking about the Lord should deliver him from presumptuous sins. Sorry, I didn't give you that scripture, but I'm looking for it now. Let's look for the scripture quickly. Right, it's Psalm number 19 and verse 13. Psalm number 19 and verse 13. Look at what it says. This is interesting. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless and I shall be innocent of great transgression. Why do we struggle with fresh instructions? Number one, presumption. Presumption. Okay? Presumption. Let's go to number two. We'll see where we get on tonight. But I said this is just the part one. Okay? An example of where we see presumption is in Matthew chapter 16, verse 5 to 12. Oh, you are relying on previous data. You know, you are relying on... You know, we can make this happen as that is possible. But people, God is all-knowing. It will hinder us. It can hinder us from receiving fresh instructions from God. Because you don't know tomorrow. You can only forecast. Okay, let me tell you something. Has it not been many times where you rely on the weather forecast and the weather forecasters can they can forecast based on data. But then you realize that they say it's going to rain heavily. I've seen it many times. There was a time we wanted to have a tournament. And the weather forecast said it was a football tournament, sports family fun day. And it was organized by a church, one of our partner churches and in Chester. The weather forecast that day said it was going to be cloudy, rainy, heavily. I mean heavily. And truly, we were praying that we would, Lord, we don't want it to rain. Because we read from the scriptures that God controls the weather. God can change the weather, even though the forecast says it will. And truly, that Saturday morning, I'll never forget, it was a Saturday before the Father's Day. Father's Day is usually around June, middle of June. And this particular year, forecast. And truly, we woke up early in the morning, the heavens opened, people. It poured, it rained, I remembered. I think it even almost thundered. But the children of God, we were praying. And guess what? When it was time for this sporting event, guess what? All of a sudden, the heavens dried. Clouds receded, and the sun came up. We traveled to Chester. We had the tournament, wonderful tournament. And immediately the tournament ended, prizes were given, everybody was on the way. Guess what? The heavens opened. That the forecasters based on their presumption, got it wrong. We received fresh instructions from God, from His word, that He can change the weather. He can calm the storm. He can command the wind that is blowing to cease, and He can command the waves, the billows that are rolling. Command them to be still. Listen, somebody listening to this, you need fresh instruction from God. Stop presuming. You know, in this story that I was looking for in Matthew chapter 16, the disciples of Jesus had an issue with Jesus. Go and read it. Tonight we will not be able to cover all that. I don't want to take our time too much. If this is all we will hear tonight, then let's hear it. In Matthew chapter 16, you see the story from verse 5 to 12. The disciples of Jesus were traveling with Jesus, and they got to the other side, and they forgot to take bread. You see, one of the things I've learned about the Lord Jesus is He uses every opportunity to drive home a message. But if you think He's talking to you, the Lord is addressing you because of what you did and is literally telling you something because of what happened, you will miss a fresh instruction from God. So they forgot to take bread. And guess what He now told them? He now instructed them. He was warning them. Beware, be careful, take heed. Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. You know, leaven talks about bread. You put leaven in bread, in flour, and then it leavens the flour, and then, you know, you get the fresh bread. They forgot to take bread, and He used that opportunity to give a fresh instruction. Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees. Guess what? The disciples, let's see what they said. The Bible said they reasoned among themselves, saying, He said this because we didn't take bread. And then, do you know why they said that? Jesus addressed it when He said it. Because prior to this, they had been in a crusade, what I'll call a crusade. Multitudes were there where there was not enough bread. But then what saved them was a little boy's 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And because someone had bread, he could multiply the bread. But in this case now, there was no bread. They forgot bread. And He was now talking about leaven. And they said, oh, wow, He's rebuking us now because we didn't take bread. Jesus said, no. Why are you reasoning like that? Why are you leaning on your own understanding? Why are you missing the point? You of little faith, why do you reason among yourself because you brought no bread? That's not what I mean. And Jesus began to tell them, don't you understand? Or remember the 5 loaves of 5,000 and how many baskets you took up? Or you remember the 7 loaves of the 4,000 and how many large baskets you took up? Twice. They had had the experience with the Lord, the experience of multiplication of bread. And all they were thinking about was, oh, He's rebuking us, we didn't take bread. And Jesus said, look, how is it that you don't understand? This was presumptuous of them to think He was talking about bread, literal bread. He said, how is it you don't understand that I did not speak to you concerning bread, but to beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. The leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees, this Jesus explained somewhere else, is hypocrisy. In other words, stop being hypocrites. Don't be hypocritical. I'm using this opportunity to just teach you about hypocrisy. Be real. Be real with me. Be real with God. Be true to yourself, people. Maybe the problem you're having, somebody, you're not real to yourself. You're not true to yourself. Presuming, assuming, based on past experience, you don't have any fresh encounters with God anymore. Everything about is, oh, when I was, oh, this, that, oh, back home, oh, this, that, you know, when we were this, when we were that, that's all. And you're basing the next set of instructions or encounter on a stale experience because you've got the data to back it up. You've got the experience to back it up. No. Listen, this is where we'll stop tonight. Presumption. Deliver me from presumptuous sins. We're going to pray that prayer, okay? we will pray that prayer that God, please, if I'm presuming anything, if I'm relying on the past, even if I have the data and I'm using that data to predict, like a young man, you know, shared with me, a friend of mine many years ago, he sat down, he said he was listening to experts, in quote, who came and told the father that, let me tell you the reason why you will never be rich. Let me tell you the reason why things, nobody's going to progress and nobody's going to make it in this country. He said immediately heard that, and the man started giving data. He said he jumped out of the room, shut the door, put his ears, hands in his ears, that I don't want to hear this, all the data this person said. I believe in God, the God of miracles, the God who can turn things around, who doesn't need previous data to determine what's going to happen tomorrow. Listen, he's Alpha, he's Omega, he's all-knowing. You need fresh instructions. But let's pray and end tonight. Psalm number 19, verse 13. This is where we're going to pray. Lord, keep me from presumptuous sins. Is there anything in my life that I'm presuming? Is there anything that has dominated me? I'm always relying on data. I'm always relying on experience. I'm always referring to no. This has happened. This is the way it happened. This is where, you know, people say, you know, if you study history, there's nothing wrong with that. The study of history over and over, as history not always repeated itself, you wonder, you know, we're looking at sharing some things with my family, you know, just before we came online. Why is this thing always still prevalent till today? You know, we're talking about, you know, some, you know, racist and stuff like that. With all the knowledge, with all the data, the heart is still very wicked. People, is that what's hindering you from fresh instructions? Lord, I pray tonight. Please, let's pray as we round up. Keep me from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Lord, anything that I'm using to predict you, past experience, data, what economy says, what the experts say, what the forecast is saying, Lord, you are God by yourself. You don't need data. You are God who creates data. Lord, you don't need history. You are history. You are story. You are the same. You are God yesterday. You are God today. Tomorrow you will ever be God. Lord, deliver me from any presumption in the name of Jesus. Let them not have dominion over me. Lord, cleanse me that I will be blameless. Cleanse me. Cleanse my heart. Help me that I will be innocent of every transgression. I have transgressed. I have passed over from relying and trusting you, but now I'm trusting and relying on data. I'm relying on past experience. I'm relying on what people are saying, what the circumstances around me are saying. I'm forgetting that you are God. I'm forgetting to put my trust in you. Father, thank you for your word that has come tonight to bring healing, to bring deliverance. Deliver us from presumptuous sins. Deliver us from every presumption that is dominating anyone tonight. Oh, Radika Bande Hesela, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for this word that has come in its simplicity. Lord, as you have said to us tonight, may our faith never die. May we add virtue. May we add godliness. May we add perseverance. Lord, may we keep going because you are God, you are good. And Lord, you are the way, the truth, and the life. May we keep increasing in the knowledge and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. I pray for myself. I pray for everyone hearing. And Lord, thank you for delivering us from presumption and giving us fresh instructions for the next level of glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Next week, we have 7. We will look at assumption. And don't assume you know what we're going to talk about. God bless you. Bye for now.